The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're back for another hour of What's on Your Mind. That's right. What's on Your Mind? Get it? Name of the show is What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. Kind of simple, but I want to make sure you're tracking with us here. 800-228-0550 is how you let us know. You can also text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Real simple, 701-226-8503. Those are all the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotlines. 800-228-0550. Or you text us, email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our top 10 towns. We love going out to our top 10 towns. Newtown, North Dakota is one of those. Home of Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missourian and Suites. Friend of mine the other day, Washington, D.C., big Teddy Roosevelt fan, said, hey, I've got some people that are coming over for a summit from China, and I want to do something around, you know, the Bakken and close to Teddy Roosevelt National Park. I mean, is there any kind of hotel? I mean, is it like, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? Nice hotels that you'll find in Minneapolis or Fargo or anywhere else. Where do you want to go? The Rough Rider, of course, is a fabulous, actually right in Medora, but I said I mentioned specifically Teddy's Residential Suites. Teddy's as in Theodore Roosevelt. And they're in Watford City and also in one of our top 10 towns, Newtown. Beautiful. Fabulous. If you haven't been there, tell you what, folks, great rates right now, great access to what's going on. Newtown is just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful all around there. Also, United Prairie Co-op, the owner of Jason Superfoods, fantastic location there. Jason Tracy and the team there, really amazing job on a new facility. Wrench, Chevrolet Buick, A&W Repair and Recovery, and WPX Energy. All right, another hour to go here on What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with a top operative for the Cruz campaign at the bottom of the hour. Get the lay of the land on. He's actually from California, so we'll look ahead a little bit to California, but just the race in general. In the meantime, want to chat about whatever you'd like. I promised to, I mentioned this briefly, but I wanted to spend a little bit of time on this story about the doctor's dilemma of whether or not to send heroin OD patients home with an antidote. And they're debating this right now. Emergency rooms, Sanford Health, Century Health in Fargo. And they are seeing a steady stream of heroin overdose cases. It is happening right now. And they call it a thorny question, practical challenge. If you send an antidote kit home with someone that you've saved from a heroin overdose, are you saying it's okay to use heroin again? Who does it go to? Does it go to the patient? Does it go to the, you know, family member? Who pays? You know it saves people's lives. It has saved people's lives. But I think we need to recognize this is here now and talk about it. So one issue I wanted to bring up. The other is where are you at in this presidential race right now? I bring that up because of a new Wall Street Journal, NBC News, national poll that suggests 7 in 10 registered voters say they couldn't see themselves supporting Donald Trump. 61 say no way, no how for Cruz. 58 no way, no how for Clinton. None of the above. Don't like him. Don't want him. Are you there? I am not there, and I think this is largely media-driven, but I want to find out if you're there. Let me know at 800-228-0550. Let's chat today. Off to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline we go. Speaking of which, had some Applewood bacon last night. That was supper, bacon. Oh, I'm telling you, it's fabulous. My wife suggested it because she thought we had to do BLTs. I just stuck with the bacon. I know, you know, the bread, the carbs, don't eat it. Not a big fan of tomatoes. Could do without the lettuce. That meal to me was bacon, baby. It was fabulous. Getting the Traeger grill all tuned up, ready to go for spring, too, and lots of use. Be doing a lot of bacon on that baby. Anyway, I digress because I was off to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here with Brian and Glendon. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Earlier you mentioned about the doctors giving an antidote to somebody that had OD'd or something before.
Yes, what we're talking about is the antidote has brought patients suffering from a heroin overdose back from the brink. In other words, it's saved lives. So now
I've heard a lot of talk about that on the radio, and isn't that some of that they were saying on the radio? I've been hearing quite a bit. I listen to your program a lot, and I think some of that heroin, weren't they saying it was laced with something like fentanyl?
Yeah, there's some of that, too.
Well, I guess I was just wondering if the doctors were giving that to these people that are doing heroin in case they get some of that bad. I mean, it's all bad, but I mean, the stuff that maybe is laced with that fentanyl that's even worse, I guess maybe they're giving it to them in case they got a bad dose of it again. It seems to me, wasn't it Michael Jackson and his doctor shot him up with that fentanyl just so he could go to sleep, and maybe Michael Jackson should have had that antidote.
Yeah, there's only so much time between when the overdose occurs and the antidote actually works, and I don't remember the timeline of the Michael Jackson thing. The dilemma here, Brian, is, you know, you save somebody, you save a patient, they were overdosing, you bring them back, now you got to send them home, right? You hope they're going to get help and deal with the addiction, but do you send them home with the antidote so that if it happens again, if they're not able to overcome the addiction, they have that. You know, that's, or does that encourage someone from doing it? I think that's.
Yeah, I guess I know what you're saying, definitely. But I guess I was just wondering, maybe since there's so much of that bad stuff that's been laced with fentanyl or whatever, that maybe that's the reason why they're giving it to them, because of that bad stuff that's laced with that other drug.
And I don't know, I honestly don't know, like in the cases of these, you know, what are the numbers here? Since January 1, paramedics at the FM ambulance have administered at least 28 calls, this antidote. One recent patient was already in cardiac arrest when responders arrived, died, according to one of the paramedics here. The case are one of at least five suspected deaths from heroin overdoses in Fargo, Moorhead, in recent weeks.
I wonder if all that, the ones that were overdosing were the ones that got that stuff that was laced. I guess maybe the doctors are concerned that there's so much of that out there that that's why they're giving it to these people that have already OD'd and they saved them. And I'm just wondering if
I hear your question. I hear your question. I don't know if the antidote is because of the heroin that's laced with the other stuff. I don't know if there's a connection there. I think it works either way. Don't know, but it's a good question. We should ask it. By the way, I'm reading from a Forum News Service story, Patrick Springer, the reporter, on this doctor's dilemma. Appreciate the call. Kevin and Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. My topic is more in regards to the presidential election, more than the heroin topic, I guess. But one talking point that I haven't heard many people touch base on is whether we were to see how this election would play out or what the polls would look like if you were to actually see Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders running independently instead of trying to get the backing of a party that really doesn't want them and doesn't want to back them. And you see both of those two running independently, which pull votes from that party line, and then see what you get left with, whether it is Ted Cruz, Republicans chose, or Hillary Clinton through the Democratic side. And that way you're not giving an automatic win to Hillary, and, if, you know, maybe it would be more of an automatic to the Republican Party than at that point, but you don't really hear many polls or anything touching towards that topic. And it just, I'd be curious to see what anybody's thoughts are on that topic, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I think the challenge of running as an independent outside the party apparatus just makes it so much more difficult. Ballot access and all kinds of things are awfully challenging. But I hear what you're saying. I think actually
I agree with you on that. But in this year, with such an election that's so unique in its own animal itself, when so many people's popular votes are speaking louder than what you're getting from finding from your delegates out of these conventions and whatnot, I think it'd be really interesting to see how that would play out. And I know exactly what you're saying. There's a lot more power.
No, I hear you. I think the appeal of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz transcend party politics. If anything,
right.
They probably have lost votes over the fact that they're Republicans because there are folks that are not happy with the Republican Party. Good thoughts, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Others welcome on What's on Your Mind. Call us 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Kind of talent. And related to the Bee Gees, I think those guys. That's
hello?
In my pitch there. Yeah, hello. what do you want to? You want to Dell? Hello, is that what you want to talk next time?
We'll do it next time. Get it next time. Don't worry about it.
High Plains Apache.
I'm going to tell you what they're not. High Plains Apache is not another sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. It has been a windy spring, and drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system. Do you know that allows you to select your droplet size, keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling? And Apache customers, High Plains Apache customers, they make it very clear. They work hard for their money, and when they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for that time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business, and they work hard for you. And that's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do, with the support team to back it up. They have that ET Ag Center, too, 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Every brand of sprayer, too, just not the Apache sprayer. Banjo fittings and bulk hoses and liquid fertilizer parts, they have it for you. 1701 East Side Court, right across from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. All right, lots of texts and emails that I have not got to, but let me get to this call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline first.
Okay, well, we got Hillary Clinton. She says she's a moderate, but, well, we all know she's a socialist. Then you got Crazy Bernie. He says he's a socialist, but we all know he's a communist. So those two I can vote for. There's no possible way under the sun I'd ever vote for them. But then you got Trump. I don't really like the guy. I don't know. He's kind of a sniveling person, howl kind of a guy. But I would hold my nose and vote for him if he gets the nomination. My problem is all the people that say, well, Trump know how. If Trump is a nominee, how do we get those people to vote for him? There's so many people out there that say, no Trump, no how. They will not vote for him. They'll either vote for a Democrat or they'll stay home, which will give either Bernie or Hillary the presidency. There's got to be a way to get these people to vote for the Republican, no matter who it is. I don't know what that way is, but somehow it's got to get done.
I agree. Otherwise, it's a suicide mission, politically speaking. Let me know what you think at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Sean emails, the poll numbers you suggest actually are more of an indictment on the voters and the candidates. People more and more want the perfect candidate instead of one they can live with. They seem to ignore the fact that there will never be a perfect candidate, or they don't want to accept the fact. This also gives them the out they need to avoid digging into each candidate we do have available to us to find out what they can live with. And it even gives too many the out they need to skip voting altogether. In short, the candidates we have are no better or worse than past elections. Instead, the electorate has simply become too lazy and too picky. I tend to agree. This is sort of a cultural thing, you know, that you always want something else. Grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Agree or disagree with that? 800-228-0550. Dave says, I would suspect either Trump or Cruz. I would support either Trump or Cruz. They have the majority of the people's vote. I never voted till I was in my 40s thinking it really didn't matter. Then everyone would tell me my vote counts or I have no right to complain about who was sitting in office if I didn't vote. First, I served this country for 26 years in the military, so I think I have the right to make a fuss. Second, this year's race, a speculation the Republican candidate will be chosen by the delegates at the convention leads to me to believe the vote doesn't count. What happened to we the people? It's a broken system when a handful of people, delegates, decide who our government is going to be. Most likely they have ties and will benefit from whoever gets in office. We need to go to a popular vote and have term limits for congressmen and senators. If the president could only stay in the office a maximum of 8 years, then why isn't the law for others in government positions? Take care and really enjoy your show, says Dave. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that very much. I'm going to save that email for our guest from the Cruz campaign in a moment, and talk a little bit about that. Texter says, none of the above. America hasn't had a good presidential choice since Ronald Reagan. Tracking with the poll. Steve says, Trump all the way by text. Another says, being spoiled with the possibility of Dr. Ben, I'm not happy with these candidates, but any Republican is better than Hillary. Scott, look what we had to choose from the last two presidential elections. Can it get any worse? I think we talked about that one earlier. I'm quite excited for Cruz, as it's our first real chance at a Reagan conservative as president since the man left the office. The thought of Trump in the White House makes me throw up in my mouth a little. Really. I'm with anybody who abolishes Obamacare, says another. Roy in Wimbledon, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah. Say, you know, this Trump fella, you know, he's the guy that brought all this stuff to the forefront, political correctness and all that. He had a pair of kahunas that would bring this up. And, you know, I don't see why anybody would go anywhere else and go for Lion Ted, because he's a lawyer. That's two strikes against him to start with. Washington's full of lawyers, and that's where the problem is. We're putting in a lawyer in the White House. We got a lawyer in the White House now. We need a businessman in there, somebody that thinks, you know, like a businessman, and I can't. And if we don't get Trump, I think what we got to do is a super write-in candidate, third party, Trump all the way, and I hope that he would take Ben Carson as his vice president.
Roy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Glenn and Mandan, and I believe you've hit the nail on the head when it pertains to Donald Trump's appeal, and that is not a politician, not a lawyer, business person. I believe you're exactly right. And the PC stuff has been a big part of it. Glenn and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to make a comment about an article that was in the Bismarck Tribune about the AFL-CIO who were marching on the street about Senator Hogan not voting on that Supreme Court judge. These are the same people that will shut down a school system or a manufacturing system or a airplane system or a police system because they're a union. So I think what the AFL-CIO has to do is use the term that the Republican Party is on strike.
Yeah, are they doing their job when they're on strike? Good point, Glenn. That whole thing's a charade. Senator Heitkamp and others organizing, trying to get Obama's Supreme Court nominee in there. No way, no how. Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains because of you, the fine listeners of this program, however you're listening. 550K Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000 patriotic blowtorch of the valley, booming to the Bakken on KTGO 1090, and of course the Western Edge 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. Glad you're there. iHeartMedia, you can listen there 24/7 at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Don't forget we have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. For your questions, your comments, your commentary, your opinions, your news tips, 24/7 at 855-200-1776, extension number one. All right, heating up our conversation is a poll that NBC and the Wall Street Journal have done, saying that what we have in this presidential race is an unpopularity contest. That, you know, none of the above wins. Donald Trump, 68% saying no way, no how. Ted Cruz, 61%, not a chance. Hillary Clinton, 58%. Bernie Sanders, 48%. John Kasich, 47%. A large number of folks saying they're not. Do you buy it? Is this real? Most of you so far today have said, oh, I'm okay with these candidates. It's fine. I mean, none of us, obviously, conservatives are okay with Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, but at least on the Republican side, most folks are okay. A few of you, not so. Want your opinions and comments as well on the program. Bunch of calls waiting to weigh in. We're going to get to all of you. Thank you, Roger and Bismarck. Terry and Sterling, Kevin and Virgus. Where's Barry from? Where's that? Like, I don't recognize that city there. Sturm? John's going to get out the map. We're going to get that one figured out. So do that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. When you flip on the electricity, you know, you turn on the power switch, turn on a light, you just take for granted it's going to be there, right? Well, if the clean power plan is implemented, we may have one less power plant in North Dakota, which may mean we'll have less reliable energy. You have an administration currently and an EPA that is out to bankrupt coal companies, and it's working. So this is what we're fighting against, reliable, affordable energy. Don't take it for granted. Don't just assume it's going to be there. You have neighbors that are in this industry providing you affordable, reliable energy. Their jobs could be gone. Reliable energy could be gone. Affordable energy could be gone. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great resource. It'll allow you to let your lawmakers know exactly what you think about this and arm you with all the data you need to fight the war on coal. We all have to be in this together. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Joining our conversation on this presidential race is the national spokesman for the Ted Cruz for President campaign, Ron Nearing. Ron, a longtime Republican mover and shaker in California, and part of the Cruz campaign, which obviously after New York will focus a lot on California coming up before long as well. Ron, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. So give me your take on the state of this race right now.
Well, I think we have a two-person race between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. One of the two is going to be the Republican nominee. Of course, you know, Donald Trump, it's all over the news today, you know, has another hot mess on his hands in terms of his campaign, going through another, you know, reorganization and, you know, letting people go and other people quitting and bringing other people in and so on. And I suspect that part of the reason for that is that they've just been losing so much momentum in terms of 5 losses in a row in recent states. He's going to do very well in New York today, of course, but it's, again, it's his home state. Even John Kasich was able to win his own state. But while you have all these problems happening, you know, in the Donald Trump campaign, we're focused on launching our efforts in Maryland and Pennsylvania, which are 2 states that are coming up. We're going to move on to the 5 states that vote in the month of May and then culminate with in California, where we've been organizing since August of last year.
What's the prize in California? How many delegates?
172 delegates are up for grabs in California, biggest state in the country, biggest delegation of any state there. And it's a state which, you know, Donald Trump is going to throw a bunch of money at California, but, you know, that could buy you some advertising, but it can't buy you the type of organization that you really need in order to compete congressional district by congressional district. You know, we have 53 districts in California, very, very different from agriculture districts in the Central Valley to, you know, urban districts in Los Angeles, and it really requires, you know, a lot of grassroots organization, which we've been doing. And fortunately, we've had a lot of volunteers come on board the campaign, which, you know, are helping to power that that organization because the grassroots of the party is coming in behind Ted Cruz.
Roger in Bismarck, your comment. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was concerned about the cigarette tax that they're proposing for $1.55 per pack. Are you there?
I am, yeah.
Okay. This doesn't just concern smokers. It concerns everyone. Because once they get this passed, then they're going to go after alcohol. Then they're going to go after the gas tax. These are just money-hungry people that are going to pick our taxes apart.
Yeah, I think
it's not going to quit at cigarette tax. If they want to raise the taxes on cigarettes, you know, go 2 or 3 cents. But $1.55 is just downright ridiculous.
Where have you seen that proposed?
Somebody's been on the radio talking about it. I forget what group it is, but they're trying to get the petition signed, which I'm sure they'll get enough people to sign a petition to bring it to the vote.
Todd, is that on our news right now? Or is it happening somewhere else? Tell you what, Roger, we'll dig into that a little bit and find out, because I hear you. I'm not a smoker, never have been, but the idea that, you know, keep raising the tax on it to try and dissuade people from doing it is crazy in my mind. We're chatting about the presidential election now, so I'm going to keep moving, but we will check into that. Barry, where are you from?
Sturm, North Dakota.
Where is that?
It's down by Gwinner.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. A new one for our map. We love new pins on the map, Barry, so that's great. What's on your mind today?
Well, Scott, I've been a Cruz supporter right from the start, and I believe he's a good man, and I believe he's the right man. But when it comes down to it, if he does not have the delegates and Trump has more delegates, I will vote for Trump, and I believe Trump should be the nominee. It's just pretty simple that the people should still be allowed to pick our pick our candidate.
Do you agree with that, Ron? Do you agree with what Barry's saying, Ron?
Well, what the Republican nomination is going to go to whichever candidate can build a coalition of a majority of the delegates who are who gather in Cleveland, and that's the result of elections and processes that take place across 50 states, 5 territories, and the District of Columbia. It's been the rule in the Republican Party since the very beginning that the candidate who can assemble a majority representative of the Republican Party will be the nominee. Now, Donald Trump can't do that because he can't assemble a majority. Not in one state has he ever won more than 50% of the vote. And he has not consolidated the Republican base behind him, which is why he's ultimately not going to be the Republican nominee. So I don't know who's going to have – more delegates or less or such when we get to the, you know, to the Republican National Convention. But there's a very good reason why you have to be able to assemble a majority coalition, because you want to have more than half the Republican Party behind you, you know, going forward. We need a unified Republican Party, not a candidate who's only supported by a minority of the party.
But if we get, but to Barry's point, if you, he's a Cruz guy, you're a Cruz guy, and sure. He says, in the end, it's Trump over Cruz. I'm going to support Trump. Are you?
Well, at the end of the day, Donald Trump is not going to be the Republican nominee because he's not going to get the delegates he needs in order to win it outright at the convention. And then, as the convention moves on, nobody's going to move to him because everyone knows that if Donald Trump is the nominee, Hillary Clinton will win the general election. We will lose control of the Congress. We'll probably lose control both of the Senate and the House. And then Hillary Clinton will get to pick the next Supreme Court justices and have that person confirmed by a liberal Democratic.
But I would argue I would guarantee that, you are going to have that outcome if, in fact, in the end, Trump has more delegates, Trump comes ahead in the process, and the Cruz folks say, sorry, I'm out of here. I'm not supporting him. I mean, the way you'd fix that is to say, come together and go. So, I hear what you're saying, and you should say it. You're a Cruz supporter. You're saying that Donald Trump's not going to win, but I'm saying if he does win, are you going to support him?
Well, Donald Trump can't unify the Republican Party. Absolutely not. Because Donald Trump has made this campaign so personal in terms of his insults at everybody, and he throws everybody under the bus. I mean, he really, this is a guy who stays up late at night and sends hate tweets to women he doesn't know. I mean, he will never be able to unify the Republican Party. That's why five other past presidential candidates from this cycle have all united not behind Donald Trump, but behind Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz can bring this party together. Donald Trump absolutely cannot bring the Republican Party together at all because he's so petty and makes everything so personal.
No, Barry, you're in a different place than our friend Ron here, and this will be the debate over the next number of months. Appreciate the call. Terry and Sterling, what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? Go ahead.
I just wanted to speak. If we don't get Cruz or Trump, the problem is, if the Cruz campaign beats Trump out, Trump is saying he's going to run it as an independent. If he does, Cruz can't beat Hillary Clinton. And we need to get the Democrats out of there. That's all I got to say. And if they keep bad-mouthing Trump, I think Trump has a chance. If Trump gets more delegates and the people put Trump in there, we need to go for Trump. And if that happens, not that it can't, I want to know if that happens, then, if Trump don't get in there, then I don't think Cruz can take it if Trump turns around and runs as an independent because he's not going to get enough to beat Hillary Clinton. And I think, in my opinion, Trump's our best bet. And he's not a politician, and I think we need a change.
Terry, appreciate the call. Chris in Bismarck, let's get you any other comment for Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, okay. How many of the early states and earlier primaries before everybody got whittled down would have gone to Cruz rather than Trump? You know, that's why we have this whole delegate process, is because a lot of these early states, their elections, their primaries, their caucuses are actually almost null and void right now at this point in time, because now we've whittled it down to two primary candidates. Kasich, he's just trying to, throw wrench in the gears. But, all those previous, when there was 16, 17 candidates, all those previous primaries don't count anymore. They're really nothing. So that's why we have this delegate process.
Yeah, I think what you're asking is it time to reform the process and mix this up a little bit? We'll have Ron answer on the other side of the break. Keep it for a couple more minutes if that works for you, Ron. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Where's the party?
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over.
Are you going?
Everything.
Huh?
They say the time's supposed to heal.
Kind of an inside joke. If you were listening earlier, we were talking about Sid Hartman on WCCO. And that is Sid in the middle of a parody to Adele's Hello there. So
you guys better hope I don't get a clip of him saying hello, because I'll just stick that in every single bumper we play. Because you could have okay too.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. We're chatting with Ron Nearing. Ron is a national spokesman for the Ted Cruz for President campaign. We're talking about big day today in New York and the races behind it and what's to come in California, state of the race, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. So before the break, the caller was essentially saying, you know, hey, New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, all those, you know, at a time when you had 17 candidates in the race now are useless. I mean, is that, and Ben Carson made this point on a recent trip to North Dakota too. Just said this system just doesn't work. It's broken. It's flawed. Do you agree, Ron? Is it time for reform of the system and how we elect a party candidate for president?
Well, the system is what it is, and we have a process by a democratic small d process by which we eventually evolve to the point of having a nominee as we go through it, and there've been plenty of different ideas kicked around for changing it, but what you're not going to do is change the rules in the middle of the game. And there are some people who complain about the rules now that Donald Trump has lost five states in a row. He'll do very well in New York today, but he still has five straight losses that he's trying to explain away. And really, this is being driven by Donald Trump. I mean, let's be clear about that, that, you know, he wasn't complaining about the process when he was winning. Then he gets crushed in five states in a row. Now, all of a sudden, you know, he has to blame somebody, which is what he does all the time. He has to blame the party. He blames the rules. He blames, you know.
We lose Ron? One of those ready clicks that sounded a little like
his line just dropped off.
Yeah. Good old-fashioned slam the phone down kind of click there.
Static electricity click or something. I don't know. You try and get him back, and I'll chat with Kevin and Virgus. Kevin, you're on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to respond to your question about the poll. I think it's either media or establishment-driven, which also leads to the why the electorate is so picky for a candidate, because as the media presents the Republican candidates, all they present are the negative aspects of anything that they've ever said from kindergarten through college. And so therefore the electorate only sees the negative aspects. So they become picky in that that's all they're presented with.
That's a good point. And I also believe Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, whoever the Republican nominee is, I mean, likely it's going to be one of those two, right, other than some total wild card for Kasich or whatever. Or some, you know, fresh face, which I don't believe would happen. There'd be a revolt. So if it's Cruz or Trump, and I believe if either one's Republican nominee, I think they win. I honestly do. Call me crazy, but I believe they win for different reasons. Talk about a nail in the coffin of the establishment and the media, right?
Yeah.
Both are going to be big disruptors, big disruptors.
Yeah. And at this point in the game, I would feel that if Mr. Trump would opt out and try to vote on an independent ticket, that automatically hands the keys to the White House to the Democrats for another at least 4 years. I'm truly just waiting for one of these guys to go William Wallace and unite the clans and in opposition to the policies of the liberals. And my vote goes to whoever's the Republican nominee.
No question about it. I'm with you. And I'm suspect of that poll too. I do think it's a little bit of our culture, you know, that happens, but I think, this business of you're not happy with whoever. Thanks for that, Kevin. Let's go to Rich. Ron is back with us, by the way. We lost our connection to you, Ron, but Rich had a question for you. Go ahead, Rich. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I had a question for Mr. Doering. I would love to see a one-on-one debate with Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. I think we need Ted Cruz to expose Donald Trump on national television in front of everybody, like I know he would. What's the possibility? Is there any talk of that at all anywhere for any kind of debate?
Well, that's a great question, and there would have been such a debate, either one-on-one or at least one with Kasich included. But Donald Trump walked away from it because he doesn't want to get into a debate, into a long-format debate with Ted Cruz, because he'll be exposed for the fact that he doesn't know anything. I mean, this is a guy who's running for the most powerful office in the world, and he doesn't even bother to do his homework. You know, this is why he keeps getting caught by surprise in terms of how you win the Republican nomination. He doesn't know because he doesn't care to do his homework. And then in terms of policy, he knows virtually nothing about how to keep this country safe, about how to win the war on terror, on how to actually defeat ISIS, on the important role that NATO plays. I mean, he doesn't even know what a judge does versus what a prosecutor does. I mean, that is really astounding. So, of course, he doesn't want to get into a one-on-one debate with Ted Cruz, who's an attorney, who is Solicitor General of the state of Texas, who's a senator, who's argued multiple cases and won before the United States Supreme Court.
The public would be well served by that debate, though. There should be another debate now that we've winnowed the candidates. 10 seconds for this answer. Is Ted Cruz win this at the convention on a second, third, fourth, or fifth ballot?
He's ultimately going to win, but I can't tell you what ballot. It's going to be up to the belly.
Going to be a fascinating one to watch. Ron, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. By the way, well, the Trump campaign spokesperson Thursday on the program. God bless you, folks. A lot of time. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.